Hello, my name is Gustavo. I am calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. Well, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, you are not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or you are not registered to vote?
Likely to vote.
So you are definitely going to vote.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Was that?
I mean, you're definitely going to vote, or very likely going to vote?
Sorry, definitely going to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your age?
Crap, I can do math. 63.
Thank you so much. So let me ask you, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone enough on the wrong track?
I honestly don't know, because I don't spend much time up there.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the country? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
All right. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes. You're right. There's Grand Traverse. It's not Traverse. They should make another call.
So you can say that you are definitely going to vote yes?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. And now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this?
Yes.
Definitely yes or probably yes?
Definitely yes.
All right. Thank you. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I'm going to read you a list. For example, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year, or I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $30 per year. or do I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year? Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails?
I would go the lower amount, the 3.5 million, whatever the lower one was.
You are agree with that this raises less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read you a list. Protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, reducing traffic and congestion, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, improving public education and local schools, protecting water quality and water supply, controlling growth and development, improving local roads and infrastructure, making housing more affordable. For all of this, what aspect do you think is the most important?
No idea. I'm honestly in the middle of cooking right now. I'm not paying that much attention.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And you will now be giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate me that as well. So, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as Parts Trail, you could say you think that it's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
No idea about it.
Okay,
I've not done a whole lot in Traverse as yet.
Thank you. And what about Grand Traverse County government?
Again, I have no idea on them because I haven't been up there that much.
Okay. What about your city or township government?
Township I know a little bit about. So far I'm favorable with them.
Somewhat unfavorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, thank you so much. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, about right?
Too fast.
Too fast. Okay, thank you so much. If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or don't trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. And there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks. You could say that you strongly approve this, you somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly approve.
Strongly approve, thank you so much. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space, what about this?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. To promote local economic development?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, thank you. To protect open space from residential and commercial development?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve, thank you. To promote recreational opportunities?
Somewhat approve.
thank you, to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. To increase non-motorized transportation options?
Somewhat disapprove.
All right, thank you. To maintain existing trails?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. To plan and construct new trails?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. To promote health and wellness?
Okay, how much longer we have here?
This is the last one. I'm sorry.
End? Okay. Okay, what was the last one?
To promote health and wellness?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me tell you that we have completed 41% of this survey. Thank you so much for your time. And now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Is ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained? Constructing...
No era gran, ¿sí? 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 ¿